You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee.
Good morning, everyone. Well, if there was a draft of the president's State of the Union address that was written and circulating before last week, no doubt that draft is in the garbage right about now. The administration seems to be scrambling to find another message now that health care reform is not going to be passed, certainly, by Wednesday. And the question of where it goes from here is certainly up in the air. What is the new message? How can the administration get on message? And will we get glimpses of the new message from the Obama administration in the State of the Union address on Wednesday? Joining us now is Bruce Reed, CEO of the Democratic Leadership Council and co-author of the 2006 book, The Plan, Big Ideas for America. He wrote it with Rahm Emanuel, who, of course, is Barack Obama's chief of staff. Good morning once again, Bruce.
Good morning.
And Raihan Salam joins us. He's a fellow at the New America Foundation, co-author of Grand New Party, How Conservatives Can Win the Working Class and Save the American Dream. Welcome back to the program, Raihan.
Thanks for having me.
Bruce, let me begin with you. It seems to me as though the setback last week was all about repudiating the DLC's kind of approach to things. Obama kind of led with the banks, did a sort of centrist approach to reassure the financial community, worked on all kinds of compromises with conservatives and health care reform, and the people of Massachusetts said, we're impatient, this isn't working, what about jobs?
Well, I don't think it was a repudiation. I think it was in part about jobs. I think the country wants to see the president change Washington. They want to see him tell Congress where to take the country, not cut deals. I think that means they want him to tackle some of the other long-term problems as well, like the deficit.
Now, that calls for a much more aggressive speech on Wednesday than we're hearing from our partners, the New York Times, who says we've got some modest proposals. Nothing big is going to be rolled out on Wednesday, it looks like.
Well, I think he has two jobs to do on Wednesday. He needs to lay out his priorities for the year on how to help the middle class with jobs and help for college and finishing the job on health care. And then second, he needs to reassure Americans that he wants to make government better, not bigger, and show how he's going to take on long-term fiscal responsibility and change in Washington.
All right. Raihan Salam, fellow at the New America Foundation, co-author of Grand New Party, How Conservatives Can Win the Working Class. How is this an opportunity for Republicans other than simply saying, yeah, see, didn't work for them, come to us? What's the program? What's the manifesto? I'm not hearing one.
I think that it allows Republicans to pivot from a position of opposition to a position in which they say, hey now, you know, we basically have what we want, we're scaling back some of these big and overambitious plans, and now we can cooperate with Democrats to get moving on a couple of priorities for American voters. That's not necessarily what they will do, but it is an opportunity, and if they seize it, then it will really confuse and scramble the political strategy of the White House.
Now, confusing and scrambling seems to have been one accomplishment of at least some in the GOP, but Barack Obama got elected on a message of change, which seems to me to be a bipartisan message. You say people are reassured by moving back from these overambitious plans. Where's the change in the GOP's message?
The change in the GOP's message is not quite there. Really, what has to happen is the Republican Party has to regain the trust of voters, including lots of conservative independents, that they lost. One thing that's important to keep in mind is a lot of these, you know, so-called Tea Party activists are people who voted for Democrats in 2006. A lot of them stayed home in 2008. And the truth is that the mainstream of the Republican Party, the leadership in Congress, doesn't necessarily resonate with these guys. It's more a matter of anger and distrust regarding the folks who are in power right now. So the Republicans have to actually do things that are affirmative to win back that trust. And as far as the manifesto, I'd say their manifesto is really not very clear because, again, you're talking about a party that's trying to win elections in a very diverse country where there are a lot of disagreements. And so it's very easy to focus on opposition. That's something that you see with regard to any party that's an out party. And I think that they're enjoying that. They're taking advantage of it. But it's not something that's going to work forever.
And it's not something that's going to clear the air of frustration that White House advisor David Axelrod told ABC News on This Week yesterday was not a surprise.
I said to him a year ago, Mr. President, your numbers are going to be considerably worse a year from now than they are today, because you can't govern in an economy like this without great disaffection. And that's what's happened.
Now, Bruce Reed from the DLC, David Axelrod, of course, is a student of history. But in Franklin Roosevelt's second term, he was able to gain seats by focusing on a full court press against the financial community, against the sort of financial underpinnings of the United States, and going all out on jobs. Is there any opportunity for the president to do something like that? And you're a student of history as well.
Well, I think he has an opportunity to learn from this last setback. The cycle will turn. When the economy recovers, Democrats will do better. But this is a tough time to govern, and it's important to be patient with the ideas that he believes in and impatient with the way Washington works.
But I guess that's what some people are frustrated with. The cycle will turn, the economy will turn around, the Democrats will be back in. That bespeaks a certain passivity, and I think people are looking for a Barack Obama for precisely the kind of radicalism and we're rolling up our sleeves that he campaigned on.
I think they want they like him because he levels with them, and he can rail against the banks all he wants to, but that isn't going to translate into a bunch of jobs. It isn't going to mean that that people have more money to pay for college or childcare or help their parents. So I think it is important to rein in the financial sector and pass the reforms that that he's promised to make sure that we don't have another financial crisis. But it's also important to rein in Washington.
All right. So campaigning against Washington, projecting reassurance to the American people, part of the agenda for Barack Obama as he prepares his State of the Union address. Bruce Reed, CEO of the DLC and co-author of the 2006 book, The Big Ideas for America, and Raihan Salam of the New America Foundation also joined us.
The State of the Union.
The State of our Union.
State of the Union.
My fellow Americans, the State of our Union is
going to be fine.
Very, very public.
A complete disaster.
A little more honest.
Business as usual.
Which is why we want you to get involved. What's your State of the Union speech? You can deliver it in less than a minute at 877-8-MY-TAKE or six words or less at thetakeaway.org.